Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's T Clinic. Men's T Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, Eldorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T or visit mensteclinic.com.
Joining us now here on your home of the Cowboys, 105.3 The Fan is our weekly guest here for the Cowboys season, linebacker Eric Kendricks in the G-Bag Nation. And a good afternoon, sir. How you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Doing wonderful. Looking forward to this weekly conversation we're going to have through the season. Thanks so much for agreeing to it.
I think this is the best mic that I've ever used. So I'm hearing myself loud and clear, and I get used to this.
Yeah. You sound fantastic.
Sounded good. How was practice? How was the meetings and everything? What's new?
Practice was good. You know, it was a little sticky out today. Got some sweat in. Just went over the film. Went over some 2-minute stuff, and feeling good, feeling confident.
So one of the big questions that you're equipped to answer probably better than anybody is, what's it going to be like for a team transitioning into the Mike Zimmer defense? Are we ready to hit the ground running?
Yeah, I mean, we got to be ready to hit the ground running. I feel like we got a lot of good work with our offense and various other offenses during camp, and now it's go time. So obviously, you know, we got a little bit more. A little more pressure on the line, but at the same time, you know, we know the looks we should be getting, essentially. We're always going to get some unscouted looks in this first game, but, looking to bring some pressure, looking to strap some people up, you know, cause some turnovers, cause some havoc, and get it going, get it rolling.
How different is this version of the Zimmer scheme and defense compared to what it was when you were playing with him in Minnesota?
It's definitely different. You know, there's different players on this team. One of the things I like is always, you know, we've always utilized the players that we do have. You know, the nucleus of the defense is definitely the same. Some of the coverage concepts and things like that are the same. But, we have a lot more different. We have a lot more, you know, variety in our looks, especially, you know, with Micah and D-Law and those kind of guys up front. I'm looking forward to it because, this is what we've been working on, you know, for the last month or so. So it's about time that season comes.
We're pumped to see it, man. We got to catch up with Zim a little bit out there in Oxnard, and he was reflecting on his time in Minnesota. Have you noticed any difference in his coaching style?
I mean, not really. One of the things I remember from, you know, him being my coach previously was how consistent he was. You know, I feel like, you know, he has a standard of what he wants on defense, and, you know, he's very, very meticulous, very detail oriented, and that's what he counts on us to be the same way. You know, he wants us to know our stuff. He wants us to be, you know, on point and accurate, and, you know, he doesn't want us to make mistakes, but at the end of the day, you know, he wants us to play football too. He wants us to play free and fast. So you can use your instincts for sure as well.
Hey, Eric, it's funny, I was circled back. You were talking about the microphone. We got media background looking at right now with you. What do you do some of these things, podcasts and things like that?
not really. You know, I've done my fair share of being in the NFL and things like that. But sure. I'm leaning into it a little bit more. You know, I feel like my personality is coming out more so now than it used to. You know, I used to be kind of like we want to play good defense, and you know, I don't want to, you know, I don't want to say anything that's going to be, you know, affecting the team and things like that. And now it's like, okay, you know, I put the work in. You know, people know who I am and what I bring to the table. You know, I can relax a little bit and just chat.
Look, you've been around the league a long time. You've been a great player, and we oftentimes talk when free agency rolls around that the Cowboys seem like a destination that players would want to play for because of what comes with being a Cowboy. For you, I mean, is that something you thought about at all when you were coming here? Like, what for players around the league, how much of that is real, or is that just a media stereotype?
No, that's accurate. You know, I feel like, you know, in order to be the best, you got to play the best. You know, you got to play against the best. You know, you got to. And I feel like the Cowboys are always known for having, you know, the primetime games, you know, tough schedules, and, you know, to get it rolling. So I feel like that definitely came into play in preseason. You know, the NFL is tough all around. You know, you can't hide that, but it puts a little more pressure on you, you know, with the star on. So I kind of like that.
Which one of the young linebackers asked the most questions of you?
I honestly don't know. Probably between, you know, either Damone or Maris for sure.
I would bet Maris is a very curious,
smart.
He seems very curious a lot about just the way he plays and stuff like that. That he's probably a guy that wants to know everything that's going on with the scheme.
Yeah, you know, he's building some really good habits, man. I really like what I'm seeing from him, and he's going to be a special player for sure.
It's Cowboys linebacker Eric Kendricks here in the Nation.
Was he the most impressive rookie talent show at training camp guy? We heard him sing, and he's got, amazing pipes, but did anybody compete with Maris there?
Nobody came close, and I'm happy to say it came from the linebacker room, you know, the voice of mix between Fergie and Jesus, you know, it was nice to hear.
I love
the
reference.
it was good to hear, you know, especially in the dog days of camp. You know, you get the rookies up there. Sometimes they don't take it seriously, but we didn't have to worry about that when my dog Maris got up there. He took the mic away and stole our hearts one note at a time.
What did you do as a rookie?
I actually made a wrap up. It was like a Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
Nice.
And we had camp in Mankato in Minnesota, and I made like a Fresh Prince of Mankato type of rap, and I played the beat behind it. So I got pretty creative, you know. So I don't want to see anybody go up there and take a day off, you know. You got to come with it.
Do you remember the rap?
No, not at all.
Dang it.
And I wouldn't repeat it either.
I totally remember.
How has the rookie hazing changed since you were a rookie compared to what it is now? I mean, do you have these guys? I mean, what do you got? You got a road trip to Cleveland. Is there a rookie? Like, is Leofowl knowing that he's bringing a particular food item on the plane for you, or what's the deal?
I don't.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh. I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
I don't even think he knows. Like, for me, I remember the first week I came in, the first two weeks, it was I think the basketball playoffs are around, you know, time of OTAs, minicamp kind of.
Mm-hmm.
And we went to go watch a game. I got invited to watch a game with some of my teammates at this restaurant, and I'm there. This is my second week there, and the bill got handed to me immediately.
Oh.
And so it was, and I thought they were joking, but you know, $2,000 later.
Oh,
and you know, I mean, it's you know, little things like that. But, you know, I feel like even I didn't have it as, you know, as bad as the rookies of, you know, the past before then. Yeah. We you know, there's probably some stories out there that are, you know, crazy.
Yeah, if you see Dez around, ask him about his rookie dinner experience. I think Jerry had to step in, actually, and write a check for that one.
See, that wasn't my rookie dinner was a different night, so I still had that experience, but this was just my first outing with the team.
Okay. Eric Kendricks here. What are your interests outside of football, Eric?
Big car guy. Hard for me not to say cars every single time. I don't know, you know, what I would do without them, but I've always had a passion for cars, you know, from Hot Wheels to, you know, RC cars, now actually cars. Love working on them, tinkering on them in the off season. Love driving. But, you know, other than that, you know, big traveler. I love food. So me and my wife, we always check out all the local food spots and, you know, we chef it up as well.
Yeah, I bet you guys are having fun exploring in Dallas. But if you're tinkering on cars, that's got to be like classics, right?
Yeah, you know, the new ones are super hard to work on.
Yeah.
But, you know, so one of the cars that I recently have worked on was my grandpa's 1995 Dodge Viper, which was in pretty bad shape when we got it. But, we it's running great now. We kind of just, like, replaced little things on it that it needed, fuel lines, you know. Oil, you know, spark plugs, just the basics, and just good to get underneath it and change it out. That car is insane. It's completely sketchy, but I love it.
You know, you talk about replacing things and working on the car. Is this stuff you do from like memory, or you sit there and go to like YouTube, like the rest of us, and say, "Oh, this is how I need to learn how to put this in," and you like watch a video on how to do it before you actually do it?
Oh no, YouTube is great for sure. YouTube is fantastic.
Unbelievable
and,
for that.
But like, I actually have. I've been lucky to have a lot of mentors in the space and you know, for the most part, I work on cars with my buddy Carter, who is younger than me, but he has way more experience working on cars than me.
Sure.
So it's kind of nice to have somebody who I can just ask the dumbest questions and he'll show me how to do it, or, you know, we'll get under the car together. It's been a lot of fun.
So is there anybody on the team with what they're driving right now? You're like, man, we need to get you a new set of wheels.
There's a lot of people, but, you know, I'm not going to throw anybody under the bus. We're just going to work in silence and, you know, see what their budget is and try to, you know, push for things that I like.
I think DeMarcus Lawrence has got some really good wheels.
He had a cherry red Benz the other day.
Oh, wow. There you go.
The other day.
Yeah. So it was, I was like, hey, D-Law, that's you right there. Okay.
Yeah. What's your favorite that you have?
My favorite that I have, I mean, so I have an R34 Skyline, which is it's from Japan, and it's my favorite. It's just super nostalgic for me and growing up, and that's the car that we knew we couldn't have here in America, but, you know, it's all-wheel drive. You know, Paul Walker, you know, jumped over the other car and Too Fast, Too Furious with it, and I've been driving that a lot lately, and it's just so much fun, all the turbo sounds and things like that. It just... You know, that's what I work. You know, I work hard for a multitude of reasons, but, you know, I've always wanted to get into cars. And, you know, unfortunately, I wasn't able to afford them before.
Well, what I am curious. I know you're about to take on the Browns here. I don't know how much of a trash talker you are, but would you be willing to at least try and keep tally of how many massage jokes get thrown at Deshaun during the game and then report back next week?
I will report back to you. I personally... I kind of black out during games, so sometimes people come into me in the off season and are like, "Man, you talk crazy during the games," and then I'm like, "What?" And then sometimes I feel like I'm more on the quiet side, but we'll see.
Yeah, man, keep a little tally for us.
You got
to
be aware, though, Eric. They have a thing called sounds from the sidelines. So if you see like this boom over the top of you while you're standing there, just go off on it. It's okay, man. They make you sound like it's some of the greatest audio and visual stuff we get from a game.
Okay.
So if you feel like you're getting filmed, just go ahead, just go off like you're always.
It's
like
a
black
fun
out.
One.
Yeah, it makes it fun for all of us to really get the feel of it.
Just get fined.
Yeah, get fined. Yeah, they bleep. Don't worry, they bleep
no,
you
they
out.
Won't
yeah, they won't. They'll bleep you out stuff. So
you say some outlandish.
Yeah,
you know,
exactly.
Off the wall stuff.
Exactly.
What is the scouting report on this Browns offense before we let you boogie out of here?
Man, honestly, they have a really, you know, experienced O line. We know that their O line has been working together for a while. You know, we don't know the status, you know, as far as right now, but at the same time, we know They work really well as a unit. Run game is very strong. Quarterback, we know what he's capable of. You know, out of the pocket plays. Extended plays. And you know, they got a guy who is formerly a Cowboy as well. So we know about him. And hopefully, we just run and hit everybody and take care of business.
Sounds like a plan to me, Eric. Give him hell. We'll be pulling for you.
Thanks.
Cheers. There he goes. Cowboys linebacker Eric Kendricks every Thursday at 5:20 here in the G-Bag Nation. Set bye week and Thanksgiving.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.